Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and we welcome via video. You can see him on the radio at kdkradio.com and our live stream. Todd Reedbord is the president of Walnut Capital, the developer of Bakery Square and other places. I always appreciate the visionaries of our hometown because of what you do. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to be here.
Do you remember when the Nabisco plant shut down? I mean, that was a big deal. There were like 400 jobs then lost. But was that the late 90s or sometime in the 90s?
I know we came on the scene around 2006, 2007. So it had closed a number of years before that. I know the RIDC had taken over. They tried to put another bakery in. What I remember, though, is my dad, who passed away last year, is almost 93, remembering him as a kid, the smells of the cracker. He grew up in East Liberty. So I always remember him talking about how great it was to have the Nabisco plant there.
Well, you got your dog weighing in, too.
Right in the middle of all this.
It's all good. Sorry, what kind of dog do you have?
These are two big Labradors, a chocolate and a yellow.
Beautiful. What are their names, Todd?
We've got Magic and Thunder here.
All right. Who's making the noise? Thunder. No, it's all good.
I think so. They're headed out now. They're good.
It's all good. So I meant what I said about the visionaries of this town. You're one of them who took that plant that sat and imagined what it could be. And for the record, it's... So there were 400 jobs lost at one point. Now there are over 4,000 generated by your work there. And you're not done yet.
No, we have exactly. The job growth there has been incredible. It's not just, and it's also not just the jobs right at Bakery Square, but all the multiplier effect of that, all the people that service the business every day, the people that provide the food to the folks at Google, the restaurants that are there, all the different people that touch Bakery Square every day. It's something we could have never imagined. And we're not done. We're only halfway there. We say we're getting through our final approvals to do our expansion, and we're looking forward to that further expansion to connect East Liberty to Bakery Square.
It seems to me, Todd, post-pandemic, things are starting to look up economically in terms of where we were then and where we are now and where you want to take us.
Yeah, I think somebody once said a few years ago, said survive the 25. Which was a phrase that was coined. And I think that's coming true. I think we have a lot of good things coming next year. I think the economy is settling down a little bit. We've gotten through the election, not the way we wanted it to happen necessarily, but at least we're settled in. And I think that gives a lot of certainty to what's going on in the economics of this country. And I think that makes a huge difference going forward.
And you have to be encouraged by Esplanade with the Pyatt family getting green lit. That's a big project on the river. And that means maybe there's a vision by the administration locally to move forward on a lot of these projects that will bring more prosperity.
Yeah, I mean, our biggest challenge in Pittsburgh, in my opinion, is that we have to bring more people here. We have to grow our population. As we all know, being native Pittsburghers, we had over 700,000 people here in the 50s and 60s, and we're down to around 300,000 and maybe a little less. So our biggest challenge is to bring more people here. And what do? You have to show growth. You have to bring jobs here. You have to bring entertainment. You have to do everything. And I'm really a huge believer of a rising tide lifts all boats. And that's how Pittsburgh is going to succeed in the future. We have to do everything for everybody and attract new people to Pittsburgh.
And are you seeing some movement? Talking to Rich Fitzgerald, obviously, who ran the county for 12 years and now is head of this non-partisan group of 10 counties in the city. And that's part of their mission, is to try to attract people here with infrastructure and development.
Exactly. And I'll throw a plug out to Governor Shapiro, too, because I think this administration particularly knows that. He loves Western Pennsylvania. He has kids that go to Pitt. So he's here all the time. And I think he's committed to growth of Pennsylvania. Our neighbors have done a great job. Ohio, New York, New Jersey, some of our neighboring states have done a good job. But in the past, Pennsylvania has been a little bit behind that. But I'm very excited about Governor Shapiro, and he's released capital grants. He's really, he says, let's get things done. And I really believe that. That really, the state really drives a lot of that. And we're happy to be part of that as well.
So what will we see next at Bakery Square?
Well, we're excited that we're getting ready to get our final approvals to build a new mixed-use building right on the corner across from Target, really to complete that intersection where the new Giant Eagle is going up. And I think that that's going to be sort of the gateway to Bakery Square. So you'll see maybe a 12-story a building with apartments, mixed-use retail and office, and connecting all that. I think what's great about Pittsburgh is our neighborhoods, and the ability to connect our neighborhoods together is something that we have, that secret sauce of why people want to be in Pittsburgh.
Well, I highly recommend, if you haven't been, check out Bakery Square. And you have other projects going on too, right, Todd?
Yeah, one thing that we're very proud about, and I know we have it was written about it in the Business Times recently, is where we bought the old hospitals from UPMC on the south side. And we're really excited about that. Again, I think this is something where you can kind of weave into the old neighborhoods of Pittsburgh new development that attracts new people of all different, from all over the world, from all over the country, of different income levels. And again, I think our neighborhoods is our greatest asset in Pittsburgh. And if we can create opportunities in our existing neighborhoods, the ones that are well established, and create even more economic activity in those neighborhoods, that's really what brings people to Pittsburgh.
Well, the South Side could use a shot in the arm, too, and that sounds like a great place for you guys to start and invest in. Appreciate all you've done in the city. Thank you, Todd.
Appreciate it. Nice talking to you. Thank you.
We'll talk again. Todd Reedborn, president of Walnut Capital, the developer of Bakery Square, and this new project you just heard maybe for the first time on the South Side.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.